So I couldn't think of a better message for our youth tonight than a short advice on life after graduation. And so a lot of you guys graduated this week or last week. The next level in life. So tonight, before we go any further, I'd like to congratulate everybody that has promoted from to high school, graduated from college, got some sort of degree, or maybe they got their master's or even their PhD, I'm not sure. I'm sure this applies to everyone since everyone graduates to different types of levels in life every day. With that in mind, congratulations, class of 2013. The reason you did it is all because of God, and you guys know that. He deserves all praise and glory for the blessing he has poured on for you. With that in mind, I'd like to share with you guys four things you should do now that you graduated to the next stage in life. Four things. Number one, and the most importantly, is seek the Lord. Like I mentioned earlier, God deserves all glory because of your position in life. The reason you're here is because of God and because someone prayed for you and asked for your blessings over you. So life after graduation, what's next? For me, I feel like I had a piece of all three universities. I started at NAU my first 2 years. I don't know how I finished there, but I first started seeking what God really wanted for me, and then I realized that I needed to be close to church, family, home, and of course, what was most importantly, that I was blessed with Diana after, in 2003, I believe, 2000, I'm not sure, 2005. So if I seek God first, that's one of my blessings. I finished my last 2 years at ASU, and then I had to move to U of A with her after I was married, so she can finish her degree there. So I had a taste of all three universities, but the real blessings for my life came when I first started seeking the Lord. Above everything else, number one is to seek the Lord in life. And then I want to ask you guys a question. What's your major goal in life now? Is it to know yourself or is it to know God? Okay, so I want you guys to hold on to that question. What's your goal in life? Is it knowing yourself or knowing God? Number two is continue your education. I think this is very important. This is what Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12 with 15. He says, "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." I want you guys to notice that Paul said, continue in what you have learned and from those who you learned it from. Learning doesn't stop here, okay? You guys need to know that learning does not stop here. Just because you got a diploma does not mean that learning stops here. The learning continues every day in life. Amen. And this is what Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 12 with 13, when he gave the parable about the tree known by its fruit. That out of the overflow of the heart comes many things. In other words, whatever you speak comes from your heart. Or whatever you feed your soul is, your heart is what comes out. You know the saying, garbage in, garbage out. I'm sure you guys heard that. I think one of the best ways to continue our education after college is learning from people, learning from others, learning from godly people. Okay, that's why it's so important who you choose your friends, what type of friends you choose. So choose them wisely. Choose friends that build you up and not build you down or bring you down. Number three, concentrate on people, okay? This is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 22. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." And we are to love God and love people. And the more we love him, the more we love them. Yes. And we are to live for others regardless of the occupation you choose in life. Regardless where you are in life, we are to love others and serve others. It does not make any difference what you do in life. God put us here to honor him by blessing others. And we can bless people by being nice to them, being polite with them, being helpful, being quick to serve them, or give them good service. My first slide, I put a quotation there. I'm not sure if you guys caught that. Something that Jesus would say to you guys right now. at this moment. You probably say, congratulations, now you're in the real world, now you can be my witness, okay? One way you can be God's witness or Christ's witness is to concentrate on people, okay? And number four is go to work. Whether you're in school or whether you finished school, it's time to go to work. This is what Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 3:6-10. My dear friends, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I beg you not to have anything to do with any of your people who loaf around and refuse to obey the instructions we gave you. You surely know that you should follow our example. We didn't waste any time loafing, and we didn't accept food from anyone without paying for it. We didn't want to be a burden to any of you, so night and day we worked as hard as we could. We had the right not to work, but we wanted to set an example for you. We also gave you the rule that if you don't work, you don't eat. This is what Paul said. While many people want to relax and avoid work as much as possible, God's people should always be devoted to work in general and their specific type of work. Like I mentioned, whether you're at school or whether you are in real life at work. And I want to give you guys an illustration. I want to ask you guys a question. Are you guys a one-mile worker or one-mile student, or are you guys a two-mile worker or two-mile student? Think about that. Do you only do the bare minimum in everything you do, or do you want to be to the second mile and leave the mark of excellence for your work? People always remember the hard workers. People always remember the second-mile workers. And listen to this story I found. Around, maybe you guys heard it or not, but I think it works perfectly for tonight's message. Around 1920, a pharmacist bought a drugstore in South Chicago. Soon he became bored with his job and began to dream of ways to make it more exciting. It was during a time when people were just beginning to call in their orders by phone. So the man decided to challenge himself by seeing how quickly he can deliver orders. When someone called, he repeated the order aloud, including the name and address. As he spoke with the caller, his assistant filled the order, and a driver left to deliver it. He kept the customer on the phone, chatting until the order arrived. Most of the customer lived nearby, but the kind of prompt service was revolutionary. As word spread, it became the busiest pharmacy in Chicago. And within a few years, Charles Walgreen revolutionized the pharmacy industry because he decided to go the extra mile, the second mile that I was talking about. I'm sure you guys know Walgreens.
Yes.
Okay. Are you willing to go to the second mile is my question for you guys tonight. We should be. We should always do more than expected of us. By doing this, we will be even greater blessings to others. So my last slide, overview, I put them in order. What's most importantly, seek the Lord always in all things. Continue your education, and especially by learning from godly people. Center your life on serving others, not yourself.
Yes.
And go to work and do the best you can no matter what you do. And go the extra mile. So with that in mind, I want to congratulate everybody.
Amen.
Everybody, and God bless you guys.
Amen.
And I'm so happy that you guys are part of our church, and I know you guys are going to be a blessing for all of us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.